thank you once again, and we pray that you will speak to our hearts this evening in Jesus' name. Lord, please, we pray that by the time we shall be going home, we shall go home blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Praise the Lord. Now, we'll continue with the topic we have been talking about since the beginning of the month, understanding, tool for life and living. Understanding, tool for life and living. I'll take my text today from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 22. Proverbs 16, verse 22. It says, understanding is a wellspring of life to him who has it. But the correction of fools is folly. Understanding is a wellspring of life. A wellspring of life to him who has it. You know, this is in line with what we are discussing this month, which is tool for life and living. So the Bible has expressly stated it there, that understanding is the wellspring of life. Wellspring of life to those who have it. Now, when you say life, you are talking about existence. You are talking about being alive. You are talking about breath, having your breath. But when you are talking about living, you are talking about the means of maintaining life. A livelihood or sustenance. So when we talk about understanding as a tool, we are saying understanding is what makes you to live well or productively in life. That is what understanding does. And our text says in Proverbs 16:22 says, it is the wellspring. And you know, when you talk about wellspring, you are talking about the source. So understanding is the source of life. Is the thing that will make you live this life well, enjoy this life, be productive in this life. So understanding is the ability to comprehend something. The ability to comprehend something, that is to have a mental grasp of something. It is to be aware. It is discernment. It is to have insight. That is understanding. Understanding is like a step between knowledge and wisdom. You know, those three things are important. You need knowledge, you need wisdom, you need understanding. But knowledge is in between. Because, look, in Proverbs 20 verse 5, the Bible says, counsel in the heart of man is like deep water. It says, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Now, it's like, you know, when you talk about cancer, you're talking about information. You're talking about, it's like knowledge. Now, imagine a man that has a well. Your well is full of water. But there's nothing to draw the water. Understanding is what you will use. It's that thing that we use to draw out water. Now, so in the same vein, when you have information, you know, a lot of times you have knowledge. They teach you something. You have information. You are full of information. But that information is just there in your heart. It's much. They've loaded you with so much information. But you don't have understanding. You can't draw out those information. You can't draw out those knowledge for it to quench your thirst. So when you don't have knowledge, your well may be full. But there will be nothing to draw from the fountain that you have, or the so much water that you have. So you will be thirsty, yet you have water, but you are not drawing it out. That's why you see a lot of people that don't have understanding, they are confused. And sometimes other people will see some benefit, they will see some opportunities around them, and you'll be wondering, why are they not tapping into it? They don't have understanding. They don't have the drawer to fetch the water. Now, that is how understanding works with knowledge. In Proverbs 10, verse 13, the Bible says, wisdom is found on the lips of him who has understanding. So when you see a man of understanding, it's not far-fetched. You will see wisdom. So when a man has understanding, he's very close to becoming a wise man. Because the moment you have knowledge, and then you have understanding of your knowledge, what will perfect the tripod is wisdom. You will see the man talking wisdom. You will see him radiating wisdom. That is how it works. That's why I said understanding is in between. Proverbs 24, 3 to 4 says, through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant. Now, pleasant riches. Through wisdom, you build a house. After building the house, your house needs to be established. It is understanding that we establish. It is when you are established, you are comfortable, you are established, that you can have prosperity. So, you see, knowledge is what we give you, you know, opportunities that can give you wealth. But when you are not established, you cannot attain it. So understanding is very key to our existence and to our prosperity. So understanding is the ability to analyze and place facts in context form. I mean, to form a big picture. It is to ability to analyze and place facts in context to form a big picture. You have facts, you have knowledge, you have everything. You have facts, you have everything. The ability to now put it together and to form something reasonable is understanding. That is the role of understanding. Now, some people are lacking in understanding. So, lack of understanding is ignorance, misinterpretation, and it can lead to frustration and failure. Proverbs 21:16 says, a man who wanders from the way of understanding will rest in the assembly of the dead. When you lack understanding, there's no growth. When you lack understanding, there's no living. He said, you see, we are talking about understanding as a tool for life and living. The Bible made it clear here that you are just in the congregation of the dead when you don't have understanding. You are not better than those who don't have knowledge. You are not better than those who don't have information. Because the knowledge and the information you have is useless once you cannot process it, once you cannot understand what it means. That's why when you see maybe an art student in a science class, and then the lecturer is just speaking all those, and they are like jargons. You have the knowledge, you have the information, but they are not useful to you. They are not useful, they are useless. So you are better not to even be in that class because it has no sense, it makes no sense. Whereas they are giving you knowledge. So understanding is very key. Understanding so apt today, you know, as we are talking. Number one, we are in a perilous time. We are in perilous times. Ephesians 5:15 to 17 says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Now, redeeming the time because the days are evil. He said, therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. You can imagine in a time like this, you don't understand the will of God for your life. In this present life that we are in, you'll be a fool. Bible says, do not be a fool. Be wise. So, understanding is for the wise. Be a wise man. He said, therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Number two, knowing what to do will always give you the edge. Not knowing what to do can be frustrating and make you ordinary. Exodus 36 verse 1 says, and Bezalel, and Aholiab, and every gifted artisan in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding. The Lord put wisdom and understanding to know how to do all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary shall do according to all that the Lord has commanded. Now, God has put them. They didn't just have wisdom, they had understanding. It's that understanding that makes them to know how. So sometimes things are there, but you don't know the how. So for you Now, he said, they know, they were able to know how to do things. When you see a man that is confused, that doesn't know how what to do, he doesn't know where to go, it is because he's lacking in understanding. So it gives you an hedge. Bezalel and his team had the hedge over others. They were able to do what others could not do because God puts understanding spirit in their heart. Number three is every age or stages of life has its unique challenges. Every age. And those who understand the times tend to lead the way. I'll quickly talk about a young man that I know very well. When we were younger, all the family members, everybody loved to go to school. But he had this half-brother who was not interested. So that one was, you know, had joined the bad gangs. And this young man loved that half-brother. He became closer to him and then he jettisoned schooling. He started telling us then that drivers were making daily money. So he said, Owo Ojo, every day. So he was now referring to another uncle who was a teacher and working in the ministry. He said, how much was he earning? What was earning in a month? The driver will earn it in 2 days. So he didn't go to school. Unfortunately, today, in the whole family, there's nothing they do in the family now that you will see him. He had become a useless person. Now, imagine that time that he was young, he did not have understanding. He didn't understand the time. Whereas, you will see some, he had a friend that were in the same class, but that one decided, that one chose, he understood the time. Today, that other young man is a multimillionaire. His friend. If he heard that his friend is coming, he will run away. Today, he didn't understand time. There was a particular challenge around that age bracket, that time. The same way some of our youth are having their own challenges now. Some with shoes, they could not see. They could not understand the times. And so they will not know how to play it. Then in the future, they will be blaming themselves, blaming the enemy, blaming their father's or their mother's rival and all of that. It doesn't work like that. It's because you lack understanding and you suffer for it. So many years ago too, I was privileged. I have a family who was high up there. And then I was having this feeling that I should just resign. You know, I didn't understand. But I just loved the work I was doing. I didn't resign. And you see, years after this job that I didn't want to resign from, I had to leave the job one way or the other. But do you know that? Okay, I now started business. I now, you know, look back and I realized that if I had resigned when I was supposed to resign, I would have taken advantage of that individual, that family member. I would have taken advantage to progress, to advance my career, to advance my business. I did not understand time. And because I did not understand how to read the time, it was a regret. So, when you talk about understanding, we must know that without understanding, you will struggle. Without understanding, you will suffer. May we not suffer in Jesus' name. So every age, every stage of life has its own. So that is why this topic is important. Now, let's look at the sons of Issachar. 1 Chronicles chapter 12. I'll read verses 23 and 32. Now, it says, now, these were the numbers of the divisions that were equipped for war and came to David at Hebron to turn over the kingdom of Saul to him. To turn over the kingdom of Saul to David. That's what they went to do. According to the word of the Lord, verse 32, the sons of Issachar, who had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the chiefs were 200, and all their brethren were at their command. Now, I know you've heard that story. You've heard about the son of Issachar. They understood the sign of time. But the son of Issachar analyzed their times and perceived correctly what those times were all about. They knew what to do because they understood what was happening. It was obvious to them that Saul has not been a good king, and there was no established dynasty to keep the kingship in the tribe of Benjamin. David had emerged as a real leader by virtue of his character and ability. He was the type of king Israel needed during those turbulent times. So, these guys knew. That was why they joined those army, to take that authority, the kingdom, from Saul. They joined the army to give it to David. Now, brethren, are we not in a situation like that in Nigeria now? A lot of Christians don't understand the sign of times, like the son of Issachar. They don't. You will see some of us Christians, they will still vote, even the next election, without understanding the sign of times. Saul was ruling, but God had rejected Saul. Some people were still following Saul because of sentiment. But a child of God that had the spirit of the sons of Issachar, we understand that God had left some people. They will understand where the spirit of God is. And they join force to ensure that they do the will of God. That's why God put it in that scripture. For us to understand, to know. Men of Issachar, the sons of Issachar, they understood the sign of times. What's the sign that we are seeing now? How many of us can have understanding? How are we defending our faith today? Some of us, we don't care as long as we are having our food. We are ready to sell our birthright. But the sons of Issachar will never sell their birthright. They knew and they will stand by the position of God. I hope we are going to do such. I hope we will not be a Christian that will say, I don't mind. I don't mind. I can give this right to the sons of the bondsmen or bondwomen. Some of us will say they don't care, but as for me and my household, I will pray and I will act for understanding like the sons of Issachar. They took a right decision concerning their land, and I pray that Christians will take a right decision this time around concerning their faith. They will take a right decision concerning this land. I hope we will not fail God in the name of Jesus Christ. The sons of Issachar knew exactly what to do. All of the tribes should get together and crown David as the new king of Israel. Now, they knew. And I hope we will come together also and crown a king for the country. Every generation needs people who can understand the times and know what to do in light of them. This is not a matter of simply understanding the Bible. As crucial as that is, rather, is knowing how to apply the truth of God's word to the issues of our day. I've mentioned what is happening in Nigeria today. Even, where is the culture going? Why do people think the way they do? What are the real needs of the people? As contrasted to their merely felt needs. How can you see? Can you understand? Or is it just emotion? It is not by emotions. It's by understanding. People that have understanding, they are different. And heaven recognizes them like they did these people. Let's look at some of the attributes of the sons of Issachar. They were patient and strong burden bearer. Patient. So when you are talking about a man of understanding and you want God to release that spirit upon your life, you must also be conscious of this. They were patient. And you must be able to apply this to your daily living, to your lives, so that you will have better understanding of issues. Genesis 49:14 says, Issachar is a strong donkey lying down between two burdens. Issachar is a strong donkey lying down between two burdens. This verse made us realize that they were active and patient. Donkeys widely symbolize hard work, determination, and good manners. And he said, it's a strong donkey. Now, as strong as the donkey is, he said, lying down between two burdens. They are known for their ability and readiness to work hard, even under the undesirable conditions of being under oppression. That's what donkeys can do. And so, for the Bible to liken Issachar to a strong donkey, you must look at it. So, if you want to be a man of understanding, you must be a man that has strong burden. That can bear burden. You must be a strong burden bearer, and you must be patient. Now, when you look at your life and your situation, whatever is it, whether in your home, whether in business, and for you to have understandings, many times, you will need to be patient. You will need to bear whatever burden so that you can ultimately understand what is happening. But when you are a man that you cannot be patient, before the thing comes, you can't bear it. You just want to react. You will not have deeper understanding. Somebody that is even doing something that you don't like, if you are not patient enough, you know why. You will react. You will act. And then you are the loser. Because eventually, maybe later you now understand. I wasn't patient enough. So for this men of Issachar, that's why the Bible said it there, that they are strong donkey lying down between two bodies. So even when we are way down, don't react anyhow. Take your time. Study the situation. Study the situation. Observe. Be patient. But be ready to be aware. Then God can release those upon your life. Praise God. Another thing about them is that they were ready to go to war. They were soldiers. Numbers 1:28 says, from the children of Issachar, their genealogies by their families, by their fathers, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. So they were prepared. You see, it's something to say you have understanding, or you have knowledge and then you have understanding. Understanding that you have. For instance, I said, cancer in the heart of man is like deep water. It's a man of understanding that will draw it out. Now, still look at that scenario where you have the water, you have something to draw, but you refuse to draw. It's useless. And you are hungry. It's useless. So, for you, in a time like this, to have understanding and get the benefit of understanding, you must be ready to war. You must be ready to keep strong and fight. And what do I mean? Few times, people have come here and they've discussed some of these issues. But you see, you have a particular situation that you don't really like and you want it corrected. You now, maybe you go to study. After studying, you now understand what you should do. Go ahead and pursue it. If you do not pursue it, like the Bible says, follow peace with all men. And you want peace, you follow it. If you don't, no result. So, you must be able to fight. Fight the fight of faith. Fight like, those are the attributes. These are the things that God deliberately put all these things concerning the sons of Issachar. It is when we see all these things in total perspective that you now understand why God could now put it that they were those who understand the signs of time. They are the ones that will have understanding. Another one is, they were men of strength and courage. They were steadfast. The Bible says they were valiant men. 1 Corinthians 7:5 says, now their brethren among all the families of Issachar were mighty men of valor. Listed by their genealogies, 87,000 in all. They go beyond the ordinary, not self-serving, not addicted to mediocrity. That is who they are. That is who they are. Men of valor. Men of valor. So, you must imbibe some of these attributes to be able to scale through. Another thing is that they were sensible. They were sensible. They are level-headed persons, willing to make good decisions. The Bible says they understand the times in the scripture that we read. They understood the scriptures. To understand the times, you have to be able to differentiate between the truth and tradition. They knew what the scripture wanted for Israel. If we don't know the Bible, we can't focus our life on God's will. They understood what to do. So, you must, just like these people, you must be able to understand, not just understand the time, you must understand the scripture. When you understand the will of God for your life, you will understand the times. Because every time you will understand where you are standing at a particular time. Even when others are going in a particular direction, you will understand. Because you understand God, you understand the will of God, you understand the way God speaks, even to you, you'll be able to easily navigate life without much problems. Praise the Lord. Now, there are some advantages. Solomon understood the place of understanding. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9, said, therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people. That's what he asked for. Give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge these great people of yours? Understanding heart will make you discern between good and evil. It will help you to judge correctly, that is, to take right decisions. That's what understanding does. In 1 Kings 3:12, it says, behold, I have done according to your word. That God's talking now. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. So understanding heart makes you better than many others. It also will open doors for you. That's what it does. Proverbs 19 verse 8 says, he who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who keeps understanding will find good. This means understanding delivers good life to you. Good life. With understanding, it makes you to prosper. That's what understanding does. So, where do we need understanding? There's an answer. Paul understands this important, the importance of understanding as well. Why praying for Timothy? In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 7, it says, consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. You need understanding in all things. Not that you will need understanding in marriage. You will not need understanding in your business. You need understanding in all things. It is not that you will need understanding in business. You will not need understanding in your spiritual life. You need understanding in all things. And Paul understood that quite well. And he prayed that prayer for Timothy. You see, because this will lead to less mistakes and higher success rate. What to do? What do we do? Proverbs 15 verse 14 says, the heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. So what do? Seek knowledge. That cannot be overemphasized. Reverend has spoken about it. Pastor Ramallah has spoken about it. That area of your life that you know that things are not working, you need understanding. You need to even understand your partner. Go and seek knowledge. You need to understand your business. Seek knowledge. You need to understand whatever is it. You are confused in a particular area. First thing to do is to go and seek knowledge. Go and search. Seeking knowledge may be to study, go online. It may be to go and ask from people who are better. It may be to go and seek counsel. Just go and acquire knowledge in that area. Even in your health, go and get knowledge. So seek knowledge concerning your endeavors, so as to have an informed decision. Before you take decision, seek knowledge. Be sure that you have dotted the I's and crossed the T's, so that you will not be going over something over and over again. Above all, brethren, we need Jesus. To have understanding, you need Jesus. In John 10:10, it says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. He said, I have come that they may have life, and they may have it more abundantly. So to have a life, abundant life, you know, we are talking about understanding as a tool for life and living. For you to really have abundant life, you need Christ. He's the one that has come to give you that life in abundance. Many times we do things outside God. Meanwhile, Christ has come. And his primary assignment, his purpose, is for us to enjoy here and still make heaven. But he wants you to prosper here. And so many times we do things, we don't put him into the discussion. It is not supposed to be so. I've said it here in time past. Somebody was going to borrow a very huge sum of money from me. And he's a friend. But I out of emotion, my friend should not be messed up. I didn't consult God. I acted out of emotion. I acted because of being a good man. But God did not ask me to do. And then I acted. And until this moment, that money did not come back. Not only did this money not come back, I lost my job because of that money. I lost a lot of things. Why? Jesus Christ has come to give us abundant life. He has come to make you enjoy life. That's his purpose. So, why can't you, if you have understanding, you will know that without him, you are nothing. You will know. He said, without me, you can do nothing. So, why do you struggle to do things without him? Why do we put ourselves in a situation where we will have to struggle? We need Christ. And we need to understand Christ. And we need to understand how Christ works. You need Jesus. Now, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. He says, as his divine power has given unto us all things. His divine power has given unto us all things that pertains to life and godliness. Through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. So, he said, I have come to give you life. The way he will now help you to enjoy that life is by this scripture. He gives you all things. You know, he has come. But by the time he wants to give you these all things, you now need a role to play. Understanding is that role. And godliness, through the knowledge. Because when you have knowledge but you don't understand it, it's useless. He says, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. So you need Christ. Friends, what the Bible said. Please, let's read Deuteronomy 32, verse 28. Deuteronomy 32, verse 28. For they are a nation void of counsel, nor is there any understanding in them. When you do not have knowledge, you are void of counsel because you don't have understanding. Understanding is key. Please, Acts 28, verse 27. Acts 28, verse 27. Acts 28, verse 27. Now, see what happened to people without understanding. For the hearts of these people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing. And their eyes, they have closed. Lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears. Lest they should understand with their hearts and turn so that I should heal them. Now, look at that. If they had understanding, they would receive healing. But here he's saying that let their heart be dull. They won't have understanding. Let their ears, they'll just hear, they won't understand. I've seen people that you will counsel, and you will see what they need in their life that will change their story. And you'll be telling them. And after many hours, you'll just be saying, I don't know. Why? No understanding. There's no amount of talking they don't have understanding. And they cannot prosper with it. Even though you know, that they can prosper with that particular thing, they won't be able to achieve anything because they don't understand. So understanding is key. But when you now talk to someone and you keep talking and then understanding comes, what would they say? You say, I see, I see, I see. Their eyes can now see. Their heart can now understand. They now say, I see. Their eyes have opened. Their eyes of understanding has now been enlightened. That's what it means. You now say, I see. The moment it now tells you, I see, it cannot run with it and it can prosper. Shall we rise up? Job 32 verse 8 says, but there's a spirit in man, and the breath or inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. There's a spirit in man. The breath or inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. There's a song that Mama Gio sang here one time. Afe mi mi mo lo le so ni da la ye. Afe mi mi mo lo le so ni da la ye. La isi e mi mi mo u fo le ni yon. Afe mi mi mo lo le so ni da la ye. He's saying that it's only the Spirit of God that can keep you alive, that can make you alive. Without the Spirit, he said, you are empty. So, we're going to pray. Lord, give me understanding. Just go ahead and pray that God will give you understanding. You are empty without understanding. And it's the only Spirit that can help you. Just pray that God will give you understanding. That you need understanding. And you know the area of your life that you really need to have understanding. Area that you are struggling with. Area where you are failing. Ask God to give you understanding this time around. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to pray and say, inspire me by your Spirit to know what to do about my life. Just go ahead. That God will inspire you by his Spirit to know what you need to do about your life, about your situation. In the name of Jesus. Mention those areas that you need inspiration.